It's the Crave More Life Roadshow, DIY ass-kicking to manage life's emotional shit-kicking. And here's your host, the women's coach, Diana Leader, bringing you greetings and gutsy stuff from the land of confidence, sexy, and living from you, no matter what. By the way, you might not want to share this with your grandma unless she's a potty mouth too.
Hey, DIY ass kickers. The other day I had yet another discussion with a woman about how to communicate with others from your deep core. How do you express yourself in a way that comes across the way you want it to? How do you ensure you're being heard? And how do you respect yourself and your needs and respect someone else's too? There's plenty of strategic communication advice you can find on Google. I believe that the best communication comes from the heart and the deep core, a simple but effective principle that's worked for me. And while I don't always get it completely right, here's what I know. It's about going with your heart and your gut and talking about that elephant in the room. It's about knowing what your intentions are in communicating with someone, knowing if you're truly looking to share your experiences or if you're looking to make yourself feel better about something. It's about doing your own work and being crystal clear that you are completely without judgment and have the full intention to do no harm. To offer yourself a stepping stone for awareness, but not to devalue another person's worth. It's about doing all that with the purest of pure love. Then you walk away. You leave it alone. You leave it with the receiver with the love that sends them all the wellness that is solely theirs to determine. It's also about getting it wrong sometimes. The words, the messages. Usually they're accompanied by a sharp tongue or a defensive approach. That's the real life part. And let's face it, much of the world communicates that way on a daily basis. Because in the middle of the human connection that we all crave so very much is the instinct to jump in headfirst without much armor aside from a shit ton of emotion. But the result is seldom a positive one for either the giver or the receiver. Sometimes when that happens, you need to turn these tips on yourself. Use your heart to guide how you respond to your own behavior. Get clear about your truthful intentions. Be truthful about your own judgments. Decide where love is stronger than all of that and apologize if necessary. Shit goes down and it doesn't feel nice, but avoiding the tough talks doesn't serve anyone. Neither does beating yourself up about it. And truthfully, the more you practice honesty from a heartfelt place, the better you get at it. Remember, offer and let it go. Offer and let it go. Offer and let it go. And continue to love the other person and yourself with all of your heart and soul. That's how we grow. That's how we support others. That's how we heal and support healing. That's communication from your deep core.